Kia ora, this is your Wāte English News. The co-chair of the Māori Language Revitalisation Group Te Mātāwai is defending the politically inflammatory haka on display at last week's National Secondary Schools competition in Nelson. New Zealand First Deputy Leader Shane Jones told Radio Wātea kapahaka tutors and composers are using the children they're writing for to attack Māori politicians and misrepresent their policies. Rei Kurakahi says the new generation is more politically astute than politicians give them credit for. Mr. Jones and fellow St. Stephen's alumni, like former Māori Party MPs Te Rūroa Flavel and Hone Harawira, were galvanised in their social awareness by the Māori leaders of their time, like Dame Whina Kupa. She says people should celebrate the social awareness of the rangatahi.
They're strong enough to take the criticism, and I definitely was when I was at Kura, and it speaks to the time, and it is a response to what is happening. It is a response to the treaty being under threat, and Māori are activated to do so.
Rei Korakahi. Former Broadcasting Minister Willie Jackson has welcomed the coalition government's belated decision to pick up his digital bargaining bill. The bill had not had its first reading at the election, and former Minister Melissa Lee strongly objected to it. But Mr. Jackson says current Minister Paul Goldsmith phoned him yesterday to confirm the shift.
It's really good for local industry. You know, the industry's crying out for support. That's what the bill's about. The bill's about being able to do deals, being able to be paid for your news. These big companies, they just take the news, and there's no recompense for companies. So that's what it's all based about putting a bargaining regime in, a backstop, so that companies can get something for the work that they do.
Willie Jackson says companies like Google and Meta take nearly $1 billion a year out of the New Zealand market, and the bill could bring $30 to $50 million coming back to the country. Wairarapa iwi are looking forward to restoring their moana to its natural glory. Ownership of Reik Wairarapa Moana was formally returned to Rangitane o Wairarapa Tāmaki Nui Ārua and Ngāti Kahunganu ki Wairarapa Tāmaki Nui Ārua at the weekend at Papawai Marae near Greytown. Ngāti Kahunganu Environmental Manager Rawiri Smith says Wairarapa was named for its glistening waters, but sedimentation has dulled the shine and endangered the lake's fish and vegetation.
This was our storage of food, our kete for kai, for people all around the Wairarapa. There are people who had places around the lake traditionally. Ngāti Hamu was one of those apu who had a place at the lake for fishing. And so, yeah, there's not the opportunity to grow our fish, and that's what we want.
Rawiri Smith says iwi are keen to make the lake a native rather than exotic fishery. And that is your Wāte English News for this hour. Tūrou.